spiritual discipline and discrimination. This meditation is based on the light of the soul, the Yoga Sutras of Patanjali, Book 2, Sutras 23 to 27. Please read the Great Quest Meditation document, Spiritual Discipline and Discrimination, so you understand the important nuances of this meditation. For many incarnations, the soul identifies with the mind and the senses. Ignorance is the cause of this identification. Liberation occurs when ignorance is brought to an end through non-association with the things perceived. This can be overcome through what we call the 3 D's. Discrimination, where the mind learns to select the good, the beautiful, and the true. Dispassion, the emotional nature becomes immune from the appeal of the senses and desires. And detachment. Awareness is withdrawn from the senses and the calls of the lower nature. It is through discrimination that a consciousness is created that is based on reality. Meditation alignment. Sit comfortably with the spine erect. Breathe easily and relax your physical, emotional, and mental fields. Focus high within your head. Visualize the light, love, and power of the soul pouring into your 3 personality vehicles. For assimilation. Imagine yourself as the thinker, focused within the soul illumined mind. Say the Gayatri. O thou who givest sustenance to the universe, from whom all things proceed, to whom all things return, unveil to me the face of the true spiritual sun. hidden by a disc of golden light, that I may know the truth and do my whole duty as I journey to thy sacred feet. Meditate upon the following seed thoughts. Seek to gain a deeper understanding of the meaning behind each thought. You may choose to meditate upon one word, phrase, or sentence until eventually, by the end of the month, you are meditating upon the whole sentence and all of the seed thoughts. The seed thoughts are: what exactly is discrimination? What does discrimination free the student from? To what extent are you able to discriminate? What is the relation between the sense of taste and discrimination? One of the first qualifications of discipleship is discrimination, for it is through the use of the mind as analyzer and separator that the astral body is brought under control. To what extent are you able to analyze dispassionately the workings of your astral body? What do you need to do to strengthen your discriminatory ability in order to be more successful? The student who develops non-attachment becomes aware eventually, through practiced discrimination, of the overshadowing cloud of spiritual knowledge. Now follow the Raja Yoga meditation method. Hold the seed thought before your mind's eye and read it through. Focus in your analytical mind and analyze this seed thought using sequential thinking. Contemplate the thought and allow the intuition to bring you higher realizations. Deliberately stop thinking, and for a few seconds only, imaginatively open yourself to divine illumination. daily practice to develop discrimination. First, study your motives. As often as you can, analyze why you do what you do. Make this an intellectual exercise. Avoid descending into your emotions or trying to justify your actions. Look for facts. Second, continually scan yourself and others and look for those differences when there is more soul in a person or when there is more ego. If you, at any time, may be expressing more soul or ego. Organizations where there seems to be more soul because a concern for good is being demonstrated, or those which are self-serving and predatory. And third, from this point on, try to assume the attitude of the soul, continually discriminating between the form and the life, between the soul and the body. Cultivate the real and negate the unreal in all your relationships and affairs. Now, with deliberation, bring the meditation to a close and imaginatively reaffirm your focus in your mind and then your brain. Quietly review and interpret any insight you have received during the meditation. Summarize with clarity what these insights were and what they mean to you. This work is very important. It will ground your consciousness back into your brain, helping to overcome the problem of spacing out, and will also train your mind to do the necessary work of interpreting intuitive insight. It also completes the underlying exercise of building the Antakarana. Distribution. Sound the great invocation, followed by the sacred word Om 3 times, visualizing as you do so the redemption or upliftment of humanity and the earth.